the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. Imam alayhi salam says, إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيِّبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains, if I had been cut off from your stream of bounties in the presence of people, and if the people were all witness to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, and if you set a barrier between me and the pious people, even then I would not cease to have hope. And even then, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon, and it would not take away your love from my heart. My dear listeners, earlier in the previous episode, we concluded that among the ways a wayfarer might have in reaching Allah, in establishing his relation with Allah, the love of Allah is the most efficient of them. Imam alayhi salam says, لَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي. This path, this connection is so strong that it cannot be cut off by these happenings, by these events. In this regard, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, in the supplication of Arafah, blind is the eye which does not see you watchful over itself, and the bargain of a servant for whom you have not allotted a share from your love is in loss. One more point we need to consider when we are discussing the concept of love of Allah in supplications is the fact that it has appeared in some traditions that belief is also nothing but love. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, belief or iman is love and hatred altogether. Or it is also reported from Imam Baqir alayhi salam to say, religion is the love and love is the religion.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Why is it that our imams consider religion as love? Let me approach this topic from this perspective. If worship, if our servitude is out of love, eagerness and yearning, then there is no sweetness, there is no pleasure above it. Imam Zainul Abidin says, O Allah, how pleasant is the taste of your love and how sweet is the drink of your proximity. Imam Zainul Abidin is among those who had tasted the sweetness of love and remembrance of the Lord. And of course, this love is not something which occurs to some people at times and goes away at other times. This sweetness and pleasure only dwells in the hearts of awliyaullah, the friends of Allah. And when this kind of love settles in the heart of a person, then such a heart is the one inhabited by the love of Allah. And Allah shall never punish such a heart. That is why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, O Allah, ilahi law qarantani bil asfad, if you had tied me with chains, if you had cut me off from your stream of bounties in the eyes of people, wa mana'atani saybaka min bayn al ashhad, and he continues, and if all these happens to me, Imam says, ma qata'tu raja'i mink wa la kharaja hubbuka min qalbi, I would not lose hope, I would not stop from expecting your pardon, and this will not take away your love from my heart, because this love is permanent. It is not such as those mundane loves that sometimes is and sometimes there isn't. Imam Ali alayhi salam says regarding this established state of the divine love, by your might, O my master, even if you drive me away, I will not leave your door and I will not cease to compliment you because of what I have come to know of your generosity and kindness. This is one of the most beautiful expressions describing this love, describing the profundity of this love, describing how this love is abiding in the hearts of awliyaullah. So when someone experiences the taste of such a love and the pleasure of intimacy with Allah, he would not prefer anything over him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.